Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. It is a great blessing to be able to give praises to the Most High and the little sanctuary that He has set for His people. My name is Moray Obadiah Yisrael of the House of Israel, located in 1907 Vine Street. And I'm standing in for the senior Moray here at the House of Israel, Moray Ishaya Yisrael. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. And who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Savior and the Redeemer of not only Israel, but of the entire world. Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge, and Yahweh is king, and he alone will save us. So we give all honor, glory, and praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Praise mighty Yah. And this evening we plan on bringing another dynamic lesson in the praises of the Most High. And what we're dealing with was just a couple of weeks ago, we had a beautiful conference on the seas. Not even on earth, but on the seas. And we were surrounded by the waters of Yahweh's creation. And some beautiful meditations and revelations were revealed about dealing with what is the true love of Yahweh. And this subject was beautiful, and the answer that was given was beautiful. Because the love of Yahweh, when it boils down to the basic manner, is Yahweh's love is unconditional. And we being servants of the Most High, we must partake and we must learn the love of Yahweh our Elohim, because we are servants of the Most High. And our love to the Most High should be unconditional. And it was just beautiful hearing this message being presented, because it was lovely. And we didn't have a lot of time to make presentations, but it was quality instead of quantity. And let me say shalom to all of our people that are listening via the internet, whether it be Facebook, Blog Talk, or YouTube. For we know that the only reason why you're tuned in is because of your fear and your love towards the Creator. And digging deep into what we learned this past Shabbat about every word of Elohim is pure, and about learning exactly about the Master that we serve. And we serve a merciful Master. We serve a loving Master. We serve a powerful Master. And this Master is Yahweh. And Yahweh has shown his love through to his people. But what is the love of Yahweh? What is it? Because as the Most High has stated, his ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. For as the heavens are above the earth, so are the ways of Yah above ours. So when we meditate on that word love, when we think upon that name, that when we think upon love, we think that it's only a certain way. We think that love is just merely affection. Love is just merely adoration. Love is just soaking it all in and you just being adored. Yes, love entails that. But there are major keys to show that Yahweh loves us even to this very day. And the way that Yahweh has been showing his love, the vast majority of the world, the majority of his servants don't even realize that Yahweh has been showing his love day in, day out. From day to day, night unto night, Yahweh has been showing us his love. But what does the love of Yahweh look like? Does that mean every day you walk outside, you see the bow in the cloud? You see a bow forming into a heart shape to show that Yah loves you? No. Does that mean that everything that you ask the Most High for, you get, you receive, as if the Most High is your servant? No. Yahweh love is totally different than how we have been taught on what love of the from the Most High on for what one another is, period. And there's a few scriptures that the Most High placed on my spirit and brought an understanding on what does the love of Yahweh look like. And we're going to start, if you turn with me, to the book of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. And we're going to begin to read about what is the love of Yahweh. And in the book of Proverbs, the third chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the ninth verse. Proverbs 3 and verse 9 reads, it reads, honor Yahweh with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Now we stop here. This is the love of Yahweh, where you just got an abundance of an increase. This is the love of Yah right here. It's just 1 million. Yah say 1 million not good enough. I'm going to give you 5. 5 million is not good enough. I'm going to give you 20. And just increase and increase and increase. But like the Most High instructs us on how to study his word, we must read line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. So let's continue reading. In verse 10, it says, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. And then verse 11, my son, despise not the chastening of Yahweh, neither be weary of his correction. And verse 12 reads, for whom Yahweh loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. That's right. A father, a mother, they show their love to their children not by spoiling them with gifts, not by treating them as if they can never do anything wrong. See, all these things do is create pride. And Yahweh says that he hates pride. But it says that for whom Yahweh correcteth, whom Yahweh loveth, he corrects. Even as the father, even as a father, the son in whom he delighteth. So a father has a son whom he delights. And you may just think that he's spoiling him with gifts all day, or spoiling him with words of praise all day. No, he's correcting him. He's giving him reproof. And this is making his son better, because he's getting wiser. He's getting stronger. He's becoming more knowledgeable, not because he's being void of reproof, but because he's receiving reproof. He's receiving chastening. And this is how Yahweh is showing his love to his servants every single day, through his reproof, through his chastening. For the world is of the impression that Yahweh is just supposed to be pleased with his ways all the time. That Yahweh is just supposed to let us do whatever we want to do, say whatever we want to say, utter whatever we want to utter in the midst of the Most High, and he's just going to be pleased with it just because we're servants of the Most High. Well, this is not the case. For whom Yahweh loveth, he correcteth. So Yahweh love is his correction. And the main way to show his love, the main way that Yahweh has shown his love to us today, is the main type of love that we are rejecting. The main type of love that we don't want to see. It's the main type of love that we keep avoiding, running from. And this is why we don't see the goodness of Yah. Because we keep running from Yahweh's correction. And Yahweh said this in the book of Proverbs, the first division. If you turn with me there. Because a lot of our people are under the impression that just the Torah is the instructions of Yahweh, the Torah, because that's what Torah means, instructions. So they think that, well, all I have to do is hearken from Genesis through Deuteronomy, and I'm straight. Well, yeah, you good, but Yahweh says to the law and to the testimony, if you speak not according to this word, it is because there's no light in you. And what do we need light for? We need light to see. We need light to have a pathway. And Yahweh is showing us his pathway through the law of wisdom. And that's what this book of Proverbs is. It is the book. It is the Torah of wisdom. And look at what the instructions given in the book of Proverbs, the first chapter, and the very first verse read. It says, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, and to receive the instructions of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtly to the simple, and to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. And then it says in verse 7 that the fear of Yah is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instructions. Yes, fools despise wisdom and instructions. You tell a fool about this wisdom, and they constantly think of the ways to reject it. You give a fool instructions, and they constantly think of the ways not to go by it. But this is what Yahweh said that these proverbs give us. It give us the instructions of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. And isn't this what people are yelling for today? I just seen a story last week about a sister who's in prison, and she must serve 51 years until she's even considered being eligible for parole. And all she was asking for was some mercy and some justice from the court. But little does this sister know, little do our people know, the world don't know, that the only way that we're going to get justice, the only way that we're going to get equity, the only way that we're going to get any true judgment is by seeking it out of the words of the Most High, the testimonies of the Most High. And this is the last place that the world wants to look for. This is the last place that our people want to look to. They think that they could get justice and judgment from man. They think that they could get justice and judgment from the court system. They think that they could get equity by looking to the people that's oppressing them to one day feel sorry for them and relieve them of their oppression. Well, my people, don't you know that the only reason why, the only way that this will ever happen is if Yahweh pours down his mercy and even your enemies will be at peace with you. This is the only way. But other than that, we will see no justice. We will see no equity, and we will see no judgment. Because if you're not seeking it from the mouth of the Most High, you're not getting judgment. You're not getting judgment, nor are you getting equity. And because our people don't want to turn to the words of the Most High, this is the reason why we don't want to receive instructions and reproof today. And just go to the same chapter and go on over to the 24th verse. In Proverbs 1 and 24, it reads, because I have called and ye refused. I stretched out my hand and no man regarded. Yes, Yahweh has called. Yahweh's been calling his servant, but we refuse. We refuse to serve this God that's written in this book. We refuse to walk in the ways that this God has had placed in this book. We refuse to hear the voice of his servants that say that the Most High has communed with them and gave them a revelation, has given them a message to deliver to the people. We have utterly refused. And Yahweh said, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. Yahweh said, you want to get free from this oppression? You want to get free from this tyranny, from this violence, from this evil, from this hatred? Then return unto me and I will return unto you. I've stretched out my hand, but our people have utterly refused. And it said, not only our people, it said, man, no man regarded. And in verse 25, it says, but ye have set at naught at all my counsel. It said, no, I'm not coming there. I'm not into what y'all into. Oh, I don't follow what y'all follow. You know what? I'm going to do my own thing. So I don't got to get no counsel from y'all. I don't have to do that. And it said, you have set at naught at all of my counsel, and with none of my reproof. They don't want the reproof. As much as our people love to say that they serve us to Yahweh, and that we trying to cleave unto Yahweh, and we trying to serve Yahweh wholeheartedly, we try to serve Yah based off of our conditions. What conditions that we have set up, but not the ways that Yahweh has set up. And Yahweh said, look, they were at none of my counsel and at none of my reproof. None of my corrections. None of it. Matter of fact, they won't even gather because they don't want to hear my reproofs. They won't even gather themselves together because they don't want none of my counsels. They say that gather yourselves together, that's just commentary. Building houses, that's just commentary. That's just an opinion stated. What did the Most High ever state an opinion? No, this is Yahweh giving us the ways of life, the ways of instructions and reproof. But the problem is we're rejecting this. And this is why we have trouble gathering. This is why wisdom, understanding, and knowledge is not being increased to all of his servants today. Because a vast majority of us don't want none of Yahweh's counsel. And don't want none of Yahweh's reproof. And don't you understand that if you say you love Yahweh, you're saying that you love life? Well, if you love life, then that's something that we just have to get grasp and take a hold of and know, believe, and understand that if we love life, that this thing comes with a part of life. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter. In Proverbs, the 6th chapter, I'm going to start reading. I'm going to read the 23rd verse. Proverbs 6 and 23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instructions are the ways of life. Yes, that's right. The commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs are the instruction. Reproofs of instructions are the ways of life. There is no ways of life without instructions. And there is no ways of life without the reproof of these instructions. Meaning that you may have came out and think that you got it all the way together. That you serving Yahweh wholeheartedly. But how can you say you serving Yahweh wholeheartedly, perfectly, if you haven't even received, you haven't even read from his instructions? You haven't even looked towards his reproofs. With none of his reproofs. And these are the ways of life. So how can we say that we love life? How can we say that we love Yahweh when we don't want none of his counsel, none of his reproofs? But it says that the commandment is a lamp and the law is light, and reproofs of instructions are the ways of life. So how could you say that you love life, but you despise instruction and reproof? That, my people, is a contradiction. That, my people, is an oxymoron. And I apologize to our people. We got a bit disconnected. We were reading out the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter, and the 23rd verse. And it says the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instructions are the ways of life. Yes, if we say that we love Yah, then we must love instructions. And if we love instructions, then we love reproof. One can't say that we coming out serving Yahweh perfectly, and we haven't even sought from his instructions. We can't say that we serving Yah perfectly, and we would none of his reproof. Because whom Yahweh loveth, he correcteth. So these reproofs are not to make you feel bad, even though you may feel bad at the moment, but they make you stronger because now you know what not to do. Now you know in what path not to walk in. Now you know in what ways not to go. And how could you not love instruction? And how could you not love reproof? But you say that you love Yahweh. And this is the controversy that's going on in the world today. Because they would none of Yah's reproof. They would none of Yahweh's counsel. And Yahweh is uttering out his reproofs to the world every single day. But the people and the world, they would none of it. They don't want to hear none of it. They don't want to speak none of it. And they don't want to confirm none of it. But turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 30th division. And in the book of Proverbs, the 30th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 5th verse. And it reads that every word of Elohim is pure, that he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Yes, Yahweh said, look, his words is pure. Nothing can be put to it. Nothing can be taken from it. But just in case you're mistaken and you think that you have the green light to add to the words of Yahweh, or you have the green light to take away from the words of Yahweh, Yahweh said, I'm going to reprove thee. Yahweh could just say, I'll just cast you off, or I'll just kill you. But no, Yahweh said, at least I'll reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And Yahweh said that he despises a lying tongue. But you won't know if you have a lying tongue unless you receive reproof. Most of the world today, they're perturbed by the word debate. And they say, man, I don't like that word debate. Because all that word debate seems to do is bring division. All it does is separate. Well, not if you love reproof. Not if you love instruction. That's why it says, debate thy cause with thy neighbor himself and discover not a secret one to another. You debate your cause. Because at the end of the day, it's not about you being right or me being right. Because neither one of us are right. Yahweh is right. This is his book. These are his instructions. These are his ways. We just going by them. It's like purchasing a bookshelf and reading the instructions. And you go line for line by the instructions. And sure enough, you build a good bookshelf. Well, you don't pat yourself on the back like, man, I'm a genius. No, you just showing that you wise enough to go hearken to instruction. And when we do these, when we keep the law, and when we confirm the testimonies, we are showing that we are wise enough to confirm the words of Yahweh. But these are the ways of Yah. These testimonies show you service that was nigh unto the Most High. And anytime that they're added to or they're taken away from, Yahweh has to give out reproof. He has to give out correction. He has to chastise. Because whom Yah correcteth, he loveth. And Yahweh say, look, if you're going to add to my word or take away from my word, now I have to correct you. And now you'll be found a liar. Because now when you ask, where did you get this from? Well, I thought, I believed. It didn't make sense to me. So in other words, you're saying you've added or you've taken away. And this is not the way that Yahweh has instructed for his servants to serve him in. If we are servants of the Most High, we must hearken to instruction. And we must hearken to reproof. These are the ways of life. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. For all of our people that may be listening, that's on Facebook, you can go on over to YouTube and watch the lesson. We're having some technical issues with Facebook right now. So everyone that's looking at it through Facebook, just go on over to YouTube. And in the book of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, I'm going to read the 12th verse. Deuteronomy 10, verse 12 reads, and now Israel, What does Yah thy Elohim require of thee? But to fear Yahweh thy Elohim, and to walk in all his ways. Now, how can we know all the ways of Yah if we're not hearkening to instructions? And how can we ever learn the ways of Yah to walk in all the ways of Yah if we're not adhering to reproof? All reproof is correction. And for years, Israel has been walking in ways that was not of Yahweh. But he sent his reproof. He sent his correction. And now we getting it. Yah has made the crooked thing straight, so now his servants can walk the straight path. But without instructions, without reproof, none of this could ever take place. And what Yahweh requires of his people is that we must first fear him. And then we must walk in all his ways. And then it says to love him. Because that's the order. Because how could I fear Yah and attempt to walk in all his ways and I don't know his ways? He has to give me the instructions first. Or maybe I done came up with my own way and Yahweh has to reprove me and let me know, no, this is not how you serve me. This is how you serve me. So now I can walk in his ways correctly. So now I can say, man, I love Yah. Because if it wasn't for his counsel, if it wasn't for his reproof, I cannot walk in the ways of my Elohim. I love my Elohim. And then it says, after we love him, it says, and to serve Yah thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul. To serve Yahweh perfectly, wholeheartedly. And how can we ever serve the Most High wholeheartedly without instructions and without reproof? We're not showing that we love the Most High. We're showing that we love our ways. We're not showing that we're willing to hearken to the Most High. We're showing that we're willing to hearken to the Most High only if his ways are compliant with our ways. But no. We didn't make Yahweh. Yahweh made us. Yahweh doesn't need to take instructions from us. We take his instructions. Yahweh doesn't need to walk in all our ways, but we do need to walk in all his ways. So if we're going to walk with Yah, and we're going to be with Yah, and we're going to cleave unto Yah and serve Yah with our whole heart, then we have to adhere to instructions and reproof. This is the love of Yahweh. Yahweh is showing you, if you want to be a holy people unto me, I'm giving you the ways to do it. I'm showing you the ways of how to carry yourself. But when we reject this, then what we're saying is that we have no pleasure in serving the true and living creator. What we're showing is that all we do is enjoy the words of our own lips. But our hearts are far removed from the Most High. And Yahweh has gave testimonies on how this behavior looks. Turn with me to the book of Ezekiel, the 16th chapter. In the book of Ezekiel, the 16th chapter. I'm going to begin reading at the third verse. Ezekiel 16:3 reads, and say, thus saith Yah Elohim unto Jerusalem, thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite and thy mother a Hittite. And as for thy nativity, in the day thou was born, thy navel was not cut. Neither was thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou was not salted at all, nor swallowed at all. None I pity thee to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee. But thou was cast out in the open field to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou was born. And when I passed by you, I saw the polluted I saw thee polluted in thine own blood. And I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, live. And I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field. And thou hast increased and waxed great. And thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned, and thy hair is grown, whereas thou was naked and bare. Now when I pass by you and look upon you, behold, thy time was the time of love. And I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee and entered into a covenant with thee, saith Yah Elohim, and thou became mine. Then washed I thee with water. Yea, I thoroughly washed away your blood from you, and I anointed you with oil. I clothed thee also with broidered work, and shod thee with badger skin, and I girded thee with fine linen, and I covered thee with silk. And I put a jewel on thy forehead, and earrings in thy ears, and a beautiful crown upon thy head. Thus was thou decked with gold and silver, and thy raiment was of fine linen, and silk, and broidered work. Thou did eat fine flour, and honey, and oil, and thou was exceedingly beautiful, and thou did prosper into a kingdom, and thy renown went forth amongst the heathens for thy beauty, for it was perfect through my comeliness, which I had put upon thee, saith Yahweh. But thou did trust in thy own beauty, and played the harlot because of thy renown, and poured out thy fornications on everyone that passed by. His it was, and thy garments thou did take, and deck thy high places with diverse colors, and played the harlot thereupon. The like thing shall not come, neither shall it be so. Thou hast also taken thy fair jewels of my gold, of my silver, which I have given thee, and made to thyself images of men, and did commit whoredom with them, and took thy broidered garments and covered them. And thou hast set my oil and my incense before them, and my meat also, which I gave thee, fine flour and oil and honey, wherewith I fed you, thou hast even set it before them for a sweet savour. And thus it was, saith Yahweh. This is what Israel ended up doing. Yahweh said, when he passed by us, we were polluted in blood. We were bald-headed. We was in filth. And Yahweh took us and made a covenant with us, wiped off the blood, sprinkled clean water upon us, healed our heads, so now we got heads full of hair. He put us in fine linens. We had silver and gold. Oh, man, we was balling. And then what we did, we got haughty in our own beauty. And we took these ornaments, started decking trees with it. And now we celebrating Christmas. We took this beauty and we started coloring eggs with it. And now we celebrating Easter. We took this beauty and started worshiping the lights, the sun, moon, and stars. We took this beauty and we painted it up as someone that don't look like us and said, you are our God. You are our Savior. We took all this beauty that Yahweh decked us with and started serving idols. And now you think that Yahweh is not going to give the world his reproof? Give his servants his reproof? Just think of a married man. Just come in your home, come into your bedroom, and see your wife fornicating with several different men. And you just look at it, and you just seeing it. And she looks and she see that you see her, and she has no shame. You think that this husband is going to look at her and say, oh, I'm sorry, and close the door? No. If they still breathing, he going to say, all of y'all get out of my house. And this is what Yahweh has done to us. He's seen us fornicating with these nations, fornicating with these false idols. And Yahweh said, you can't be in my midst. I'm going to cast you out in the midst of your adversaries. And for almost 400 years in this captivity, we have been cast out. And for almost 400 years, we have been trying to return to instructions. And for almost 400 years, we have been receiving reproof of Yahweh. So now Yahweh don't has risen some of us up. And now we say, man, we got to return unto Yahweh. I don't want Babylon no more. I'm tired of playing the whore. I want to return back to my husband. I want to return back to my Abba. I want to return back to my master. Because I was living on Righteous Street. But now I'm just oppressed. And now I'm seeking alleviation from my enemies. Now I'm seeking justice from my enemies. And Yahweh is constantly sitting by and let you know that you're not going to get no justice, no peace, no judgment without me. So if you want that from your enemies, you have to return to me. And Yahweh has been giving us this reproof for almost 400 years. And when are we going to wake up and realize that Yahweh's word is the truth? That Yahweh is the true and living Elohim. That Yahweh is the Elohim of Israel and of the world. Now if you have eyes to see and ears that can perceive and hear, now you can understand why Yahweh says, don't add to his word. Don't take away from his word. Confirm his testimony. This is how you show that there's light within you. And this is how Yahweh will show you if you do add and you do diminish, he's going to reprove you. Because that's what we did. Yahweh said, besides me, there is none else. And we said, yeah, right. We're going to make us a god. We're going to serve the god of the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Moabites. We're going to serve the god of the Christians and of the Muslims and the gods of Buddhism. We're going to serve many gods. Matter of fact, we're going to go to Egypt. And it said that the Egyptians had a god for every day of the week. That's what we're going to return to. And Yahweh is constantly giving you reproof. Because no matter what we set our hands to do, it don't prosper. No matter what we try to gather ourselves to make happen, it ends up falling apart. Why? Because Yahweh is not the man that he should lie, nor the son of a man that he should repent. And he's not reproving himself, he's reproving you and I. And we're the one that's being found a liar because we're adding and taking away from the words of Yahweh. We're adding and taking away from the ways of instruction. And every time that's been done, death has always followed. To show you a testimony of that, turn with me to the book of Genesis, the second chapter. And excuse me, that was Genesis, the third chapter. And in Genesis, the third chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. Genesis 3:1 reads, now the serpent was more supple than any beast of the field which Yahweh had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, have Elohim said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, Elohim has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. But Elohim does know that in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as Elohims, knowing good and evil. Now, how many serpents are in our midst today? They said, man, you don't have to keep no Sabbath day. Not going to happen to you. You're in captivity. You don't know who the priest is. Man, you better look at what these heathens do and imitate them. And then when the righteous make it home, you'll settle it up then. Like, man, you better not pay attention to what you put in your mouth. You hungry. So what if it got swine in the ingredient? It's not direct swine. Man, you better put that in your mouth. Man, who cares you not married to that sister? Man, hey, Hormones is crazy, man. Don't that book say it's not good for man to be alone? Man, you better lay with that sister. The serpent is constantly uttering, calling the Most High a lie. But as you, if you read the testimony, if you're familiar with the testimony, you will see that Yahweh is not a lie. They ate of the tree, and they all got judged, and they all died. Because Yahweh's word won't return to him void. Now, Yahweh could have easily killed them in the moment. The serpent, Adam, and Hawa. But he gave them, man, he gave them a judgment that they were going to live a certain time now, and then they would die. And these things have come to pass, and these things are coming to pass now. Because what the world is trying to give us the impression of is that Yahweh is not concerned with instruction anymore. And Yahweh is not concerned with reproof anymore. Now he's just being cruel. Now he's not even being balanced. Now he's just angry. And now he's just doing things irrational. And one minute you got a son that's dying for your sins, but next minute you dying. So they trying to speak great words against the Most High. But if you know, believe, and understand that Yahweh is Elohim, then you will see that Yahweh is still leading you by instructions and reproof, even unto this very day. We wouldn't even be here to witness to the Most High if Yahweh didn't lead us through his instructions and through his reproofs. He could have consumed us in a moment for being idol worshipers, for eating swine's flesh, for doing abominable ways, for thinking abominable thoughts. But his mercy and his reproof showed us the ways of life. And it's a way that we have to improve in every single day. But if we would have had none of Yah's counsel and none of his reproof, we wouldn't even be here today to even witness to the greatness of Yahweh. This is how vital Yahweh's reproof is. This captivity that we in, this isn't nothing but Yahweh's reproof. This is Yahweh reproving us. Yahweh is telling you, you think it's another God besides me? Well, I'm going to scatter you into captivity. Now tell another God to save you. Put your belief into the politics and see if a president will save you. See if a governor will save you. See if a king will rise up and save you. And they haven't. Because Yahweh said no man would deliver out of his hand. This is Yahweh showing us that he's the true and living Elohim through his reproof. And this is something that we're not hearkening to. You want justice? You want judgment? You want equity? Well, then take on the arm of Yahweh and cleave unto the true and living Elohim. Because Yahweh said this in the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter. In the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 7th verse. Jeremiah 7, 30 and 7 reads, "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Yaakov's trouble. But he shall be saved out of it. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith Yah of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck and will burst thy bonds. And strangers shall no more serve themselves of him, but they shall serve Yahweh, their Elohim, and David, their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Therefore, fear thou not, O my servant Yaakov, saith Yah, neither be dismayed, O Israel. For lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Yaakov shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, saith Yah, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations, whether I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee. But I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. Yahweh said that he will correct us in measure. So you want the judgment of Yah? Well, this is the judgment. And Yahweh could have named this anything. He could have said, this is the world's trouble. This is the Edomites' trouble. This is the Amorites' trouble. No, he said, this is Yaakov's trouble. Because this will specifically affect the servants of Yahweh. So whether you know, believe, and understand, or whether you don't know, believe, and understand, Yahweh going to show you through reproof that you are his servant, in whom he will be glorified. This is what Yahweh is showing to the world. Now, he could have easily pulled us to the corner and showed us this just to ourselves. But no, Yahweh going to proclaim his greatness to the world just like how he did when our people were in Egypt. But we just looking for the paradise. We just looking for the milk and honey. We just looking for the prosperity. But none of these things happen without reproof. Because whom Yahweh loveth, he correcteth. And this is what we're speaking on tonight. The ways of life. Well, the ways of life is Yahweh's reproof. This is the love of Yahweh. Now, I'm not saying that this is the only form of love, but this is a key form of showing the love of Yahweh. Because whom Yahweh loveth, he correcteth. That's why Solomon instructed his son to say, don't fear the chastisement of Yah. Yeah, it's going to hurt. Yeah, it's going to be painful. But it's for a moment. It's going to be in measure. It's not going to go over, and it's not going to go under. It's going to be just right judgment. King Solomon knew this because his father knew this. When King David transgressed against the Most High, Yahweh sent the angel and gave him three options. And he said, look, you can either deal with the famine, you can fall under the hand of your enemies, or you can let Yahweh judge. He said, look, I'm going to fall under the mercies of Yah. Because I know if I say, well, give me the 3 days of famine, there's no guarantee all the famine could have took away the whole nation of Israel. Fall under the hand of your enemies. Your enemies will not only take your life, but then come back and take all the lives of Israel. But if I fall under the judgment of Yahweh and in his hands, I know he's going to correct me in measure. It's not going to exceed. It's not going to go one moment, one day, longer than it should, and it's not going to go under one day. It is going to be just. And that's wisdom. And you don't get that type of wisdom without instruction. And you don't receive that type of instruction without receiving the reproofs of Yahweh. This is the only way you receive this type of wisdom. And this is why Yahweh said that he will show us the sure mercies of King David. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter, I will begin reading at the 8th verse. Isaiah 55. And verse 8 reads, and we read, and we spoke about this earlier. It says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, and neither are your ways my ways, saith Yah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts your thoughts. Yahweh letting you know, look, how I'm going to bring salvation to you is not how you're going to expect salvation, because you want a man to stand in the gap and die for you. But Yahweh said, I'm not going to slay the righteous for the wicked. Abraham knew this. That's why he was able to plead with the Most High. Moses knew this. That's why he was able to plead with the Most High. We don't know this, and now we're trying to contend with the Most High. And now we try to say, well, Yahweh, your ways are incorrect, and my ways are righteous. I want to be as wicked as I want to be. You just send somebody down to die for it. And Yahweh saying, fool, my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. What do you think is going to happen when I send my anointed back? He's coming to correct. He's coming to purge. Because there's too many of those that say that they serve Yah, but not serving Yahweh. It's too many that say that they strong with Yah, but not strong with Yahweh. It's too many that said, I'm a witness for Yah, but not witnessing for Yahweh. And Yahweh said, this has to be rectified. This has to be corrected. This has to be reproved. These people have to get the reproof of Yahweh. And he going to send his messenger. And he going to purge out the Levites. So we sure about to find out who the Levites are in the nearest of future. And we're sure about to find out who the tribes of Israel really are in the nearest of future. Why? Because Yahweh is giving us the ways of instructions, and he's giving us the ways of reproof. He's giving us the ways of life. Now, like I said, as we've been trained and how we've been taught, love is just adoration. I said, well, I can't whoop my child because I love him. And I can't say nothing to my wife because I love her. Well, I can't say nothing to my husband because I love him. And I can't say nothing to my people because I love them. Well, that's not love. No wonder it says in Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter. Turn with me there. In Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the very first verse. And it reads, for all this I consider in my heart, even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hands of Elohim. No man knoweth either love nor hatred, but all that is before them. All things come alike to all. There is one event to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean, and to the unclean, to him that sacrifices and to him that sacrificeth not. As is the good, so is the sinner. And as he that sweareth, as he that feareth an oath. This is evil amongst all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live. And after that, they go to the dead. For to him that is joined to all living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything. Neither have they any more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Also their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. And neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun. This is what Solomon got a grasp of. He said, man, whether you righteous or whether you wicked, it's one fate to all of them. But at least while you in the land of the living, you can consider your ways. And you can say, well, man, my dedication of my works is to the Most High. So it's not about holding grudges. It's not about tail-bearing. It's not about stealing or murdering or doing things that just please you. It's about your servitude to the Most High. And if a dog get this, they say, man, a live dog is better than a dead lion. Yeah, lion got all this honor. They call him the king of the jungle, but he dead. What's all those accolades mean to him at that moment? What does all this praise mean then? For all of his hatred, all of his envy, all of his love, man, it perished. And this is what the living need to see. The living need to see, like, man, as wicked as I have been, and as treacherous as I have been to the Most High, he done blessed me with another day in the land of the living to get right before him, to stand upright and do the right things before the true and living Elohim. Bless Yahweh for his mercy and for his truth and for his righteousness, for his judgment. for his goodness. Now you know how to praise Yah, because you see the love of Yah. But if you don't see the love of Yahweh, there's no way that you're going to say that you serve Yahweh wholeheartedly. No, you're going to serve him as the heathen serve him. You're going to serve him as the way your enemies have taught you to serve the Most High. But you're not going to serve Yah with your whole heart in truth and sincerity. And this is why people are confused today. This is why people don't have a problem approaching the Most High even to this day. Because they think that because Yahweh loves you, that he's not going to correct you. That Yahweh just going to let you be wicked and make ways for you to be wicked and bless your hands to be even more wicked. No, whom Yahweh loveth, he corrects. And you think that you see other nations, they could be wicked and prosper. They could have riches and wealth. Well, don't you see that it's a reason why they have it and you don't? Because Yahweh said, I gave you my laws and my statutes. I have not dealt so with any other nation. And as for my ways, they have not known them. But you do. So why would you expect to get the same rewards? Because man don't know love nor hatred with all that is before him. They think that the love of Yah is hatred. And they think the hatred of Yah is love. Turn with me to the book of Malachi, the first chapter. In the book of Malachi, the first chapter, I'm going to start reading at the very first verse. In Malachi 1:1, it reads, the burden of the word of Yahweh to Israel by Malachi. Yahweh start off by saying, I have loved you, saith Yah. Yahweh started it off saying this. Yahweh said, man, I loved you. Don't think that you done been through all this oppression, all this plight, all this turmoil, that I don't love you. Man, I have loved you. But just like someone that gets corrected, you know, I was a child, and when I got a whooping, my Ema used to tell me, I'm only doing this because I love you. I wasn't trying to hear that at the moment. I'm sitting over here shaking and shivering and hurt all over the place, and you talk about this is love. Yeah, it was love, because it was reproof and showing me what not to do. And if you don't want to feel these lashes again, you don't want to get this correction again, then just don't go in the ways of the way that you was doing to get the beater. And this is what Yahweh is saying. Look, once you return unto me, you know what ways I despise. You know what ways I have rejected you. Don't do that. I'm giving you my instruction. I'm giving you my reproof because I loved you. But just as a child or someone with an immature way of thinking, this is our rebuttal. Yet ye say, man, where has thou loved us? Where you unloved us, y'all? You love us, but I'm in the projects. You love us, but I'm eating the worst of foods. You love us, but I got to get up and work this 9 to 5 and be underpaid, underappreciated. You love us, but I got to live in the worst environment, breathe the worst air, drink the worst water. Man, Yah, wherein have you loved us? And then we turn around and say, was not Esau Yaakov's brother? Man, look at how Esau living. They whole neighborhoods don't even look like it belong in the city. It look like a city into itself. They got their own schools. They got their own supermarkets. If they want to grow a garden, they got their own land to grow gardens. And they protected by their enemies. The enemies say, you better not say nothing against Esau. That'll get you blackballed. That'll get you barred. That'll get you thrown into prison houses. How come they living the life of luxury? But yet they doing stuff to me, but you saying you love me. But Esau, he living a good life. He ain't running back and forth with these Negroes. He living his best life. And Yahweh looking at this, and he hearing what we saying, and look at what Yahweh's rebuttal is. Because we said one Esau, Jacob's brother, saith Yah, yet I love Yaakov, and I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. Whereas Edom saith, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places. Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down. And they shall call them the borders of wickedness, the people against whom Yahweh have indignation forever. See, don't be blinded by the temporary victuals, the fixings. Yeah, it look like they're favored because their neighborhoods look like that. But look at where their neighborhoods look like that at. In captivity. Look at where they seem like they are untouchable. In captivity. Just like Yahweh said that Esau will rule. But he will rule, he will be in the fat, he will rule, he will be, he will have the fat of the earth. But he will have to rule by sword. And that's exactly how they have to rule. You look over there and say, man, they over there in Israel now. They in the land of Israel. Yeah, they got to rule by sword every day. They don't have no peace. And they've had no peace. See, that's why the wisdom lets you know better is the end of a matter than the beginning. See, we too busy looking at the right now. And we just want right now for right now. But why read for what's right now when Yahweh is putting forever right before your eyes? And Yahweh is saying, take a hold of me and I'll give you a blessing you can't even contain. And it's forever. But you too busy caught up in the right now. Because you think that because Esau is living off the fat of the earth, that I loved him. But little do you know, I have indignation with Esau forever. Now, even though Yahweh gave us a command not to hate Edomites, for they are brother, because, yeah, Edom is Esau's brother. But Yahweh said he hate Esau. He hate him. And he said if they try to build, he going to throw it down. And he going to throw it down so much that you're going to look at all this prosperity that you think they got, and they're going to say, man, we are impoverished. Because we don't got the laws like Yaakov. We don't got the statutes and commandments and judgments like Israel. We don't have the testimonies. And we don't have the ways of Yah. We don't know them. You know them. So you don't have to come to us. We need to come to you. And we only look at them in that esteem because they live in the life for right now. They live in the moment for right now. And we look at their life and actually think Yahweh love them. But he hate us. But no, Yahweh says, no, I love you. That's why you in the grips of your enemies. That's why you in the worst conditions. So when I redeem you and bring you into that good land that I promised to your forefathers, you will see that I have set my affection from you from the moment I laid eyes on you. And the nation that you thought was prosperous, you will see that I've had my indignation against them from the moment they were set up. See, man judges by the appearance, but Yahweh judges the heart. And this is what Yahweh is letting us know. I judge the heart of the matter. And Yahweh is showing us his love through his instructions. Yahweh is showing us his love through his reproof. Why? Because these are the ways of life. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 31st chapter. In the book of Psalms, the 31st chapter. I'm going to begin reading at the 21st verse. Psalms 31 and 21 reads, "Blessed be Yahweh, for he has showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heard the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee." Yes, even though we in the worst conditions, when we cry, Yahweh still hearing our cries. He's still hearing our words. And he's still showing us his marvelous kindness in a strong city. These are the works of Yahweh. Why? Because Yahweh chasteneth whom he loved. It may not feel like it at the moment, but we are the jewels of Yahweh. Not Jews, jewels of Yahweh. In whom Yahweh will be glorified. Turn with me to the book of Joshua, the first chapter. In Joshua, the first chapter. Because once Yahweh done gave us his instructions, once Yahweh has given us his reproof, Yahweh said that if we take hold of this, only things good will happen. In the book of Joshua, the first chapter, I'm going to read the 7th and the 8th verse. And it reads, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Yahweh said, you want to be prosperous? You want good success? Then take a hold of these instructions. And take a hold of these reproofs. Because in the moment that we err, Yahweh gonna correct us. And now we'll know which way that we are to walk. Now we'll know which way we're in to go. Because the law is a lamp. And the commandment is light. And the ways of reproof are the ways of life. Yahweh is showing us how to maintain life to this very day. But it's constantly being ignored because we think that Yahweh's love is to be without reproof. But Yahweh is showing us that his love is his reproofs and his instructions. These are the ways of life. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 9th chapter. In Proverbs, the 9th chapter, I'm going to read the 8th and 9th verse. And it reads, "Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee." Yes, if you reprove a scorner, he's going to hate you. Because you know what a scorner going to say? Man, you always got something to say. Oh, I guess I can't do nothing right. Well, what you doing? How you walking? Like, bro, I'm just telling you, your shoes untied. Well, look at your shoes. They going to hate you. They don't care what instructions. Whether you giving them instructions of Yah or whether you just giving them instructions. Like, bro, you got an eye booger in your eye. Man, I don't need you looking at me. Stop looking at me. No matter what instructions you give them, they going to hate you. Because they don't want to hear that coming from you. But if you reprove a wise man, he going to love you. There's some, I love my brothers and sisters that give me wise counsel and give me reproof. Now they gave me something to meditate on. Now I got something to work on. So you never in the position where you saying, man, I got it all right. I'm just waiting for y'all to catch up. No, you'll know, man, we all got work to do. We all got work that we all have things that we have to work on. And if your brother and sister happen to see something and they point it out to you, you say, well, that's just one more thing. Praise the mighty Yah. Love you for that, bro. Love you for that, sis. So now when you done knock that out, you can say, how is it now? They say, hey, bro, I done seen it. You really working on it. Praise the mighty Yah. And that's helping you get better. Because you not love a brother or sister that's doing this. But the scorner, they don't want to hear none of it. And in the ninth verse, it says, give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. This is why I say the ways of life are instructions, are reproof. Because in this, a man get wise counsel, man, he getting wiser. He increasing in learning. So he getting stronger. He's being more courageous. Why? Because he stands on the truth. And he around, surrounded by brothers and sisters, that's going to give him the truth. This is why you love your brother. This is why you love your sister. That steady give you counsel and instructions of Yahweh. This is how you love your neighbor. Because they go give you instructions. Or you can give them instructions. And it's only going to make them better towards their servitude to Yah. And what is the purpose of this message tonight? The ways of life, instructions, reproof. What's the purpose of it? Well, almost 40 days ago, something was purposed to the service of Yah. And said, just like Moses fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, we are going to do this. We're going to fast for 40 days, and then after the 40 days are up, we will fast for 40 nights. And why? Because we're trying to seek something from Yah. We're trying to seek mercy from Yah. We're trying to seek and show that we are willing to receive the righteousness from Yah. But we all doing it for personal reasons. And the personal reason why I choose to embark on this goal, on this mission, my personal reason is written in the book of Ezekiel, the 18th chapter. And in the book of Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 31st verse. And it reads, cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? Now, this is my goal, my mission, to make within me a new heart and a new spirit. But I know for a fact that I cannot make myself within myself a new heart or receive a new spirit without instructions and reproof. It's literally impossible. Because in trying to go in my own ways to make a new heart, they've been unsuccessful. In trying to seek after my own pleasures to have a new spirit, they've been unsuccessful. So now it's time to go to the extreme. Extreme measures, because Israel is in need of divine intervention. And I know without chopping away at this heart of stone and receiving a heart of flesh, I'm not going to make it. I just won't make it. Because without the ways of Yah, without his instructions, and without his reproof, if I reject those, I won't make it. Because this is the ways of life. So this is my personal goal. It's to make within myself a new heart and a new spirit. And if this fast will help me reach this goal, any clearer that I can. I'm doing it. This is why I'm embarking on this mission. Now, of course, it's optional. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do the day fast or the night fast. You could just say, I'm going to eat every day, every night, drink what I want to drink, eat what I want to eat. But Yahweh say, gather my saints unto me. Yea, gather my saints that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And this is a sacrifice I'm willing to make to the Most High, because I need something. I want something. And I'm tired of going to the Most High empty handed and just saying, give me a blessing for your righteousness sake, for your mercy sake. No, let me go to the Most High and say, Yahweh, I've done this, so please grant me with a new heart and a new spirit. Please bless my hands to be prosperous. Please bless the nation of Israel so that we can have good success, but not so we can glorify ourselves, so that we can show the world that we serve the true and living Elohim. This is my mission, and this is my goal. And that's why it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And this is the vision that I'm aiming for. So it's not for naught. Whatever comes with this fast, come with it. But this is the goal. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Proverbs, the 29th division. I just read that one. Turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter. Because why is it important to make within you a new heart? Why is it important to make within you a new spirit? Why can't Yahweh just look at you and just tell that you're righteous? Why can't Yahweh say, well, that brother dressed in all kente cloth, he about his business. Or that sister dressed in all linen, she about her business. Look at how shiny and beautiful they locks are. They got to be about me. No, Yahweh not fascinated with that. Yahweh let this be known in the book of 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, and the 7th verse. It reads, and it says, but Yahweh said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For Yahweh seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but Yahweh looketh on the heart. And this is why I want a heart of flesh and a new spirit. So Yahweh can look upon my heart and say, I'm going to spare my servant. I'm going to spare my servants. I'm going to give them a good hiding place so that they don't even see my wrath. This is a much bigger goal than what most people are putting stock in. Your dedication is not to your job. Your dedication is not even to your own personal self. Our dedication and our servitude is to Yahweh. And if we know, believe, and understand this, then we would know that there is no servitude to Yahweh without instruction and without reproof. Because these are the ways of life. This is the love of Yahweh. These are the ways in which we walk, and these are in the ways that we prosper. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 4th chapter. Moray Ishaq taught a lesson a few weeks ago, and this statement is deep, because in the book of Proverbs, the 4th division, and the 23rd verse, it reads, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And this is bigger than just how we eat and exercising. Yes, this just maintains the physicality workings of the heart. But what Yahweh is seeking is something deeper. See, this issue of life is something deeper. Because look at how it instructs you. In the next verse, it says, put away from thee the froward mouth and perverse lips. Put them far from thee, and let thy eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. And turn not to the right hand, nor to the left, but remove thy foot from evil. This is how we keep our heart with all diligence. Because it pertains to issues of life. It's not just what we put in our mouths. It's what we're allowing to come out of it. It's what we're pondering. It's in the ways that we're walking. It's in, are we walking in the ways of instructions and reproof? Or are we turning away from instructions and reproof? Now, if we're doing this, if we're going to the ways of instructions and reproof, then we're going in the ways of life. But if we turn in our foot and go in the way, if we turn in our feet away from instructions and reproof, then we are going out of the light. We are going out of the ways of life. And what we are doing is turning down the love of Yahweh. Because whom Yahweh loves, he will correct. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Lead me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by a seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse you. Know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy. Captivity is taking hold upon me. Put fright in me and now we flee from falling leaves. The ground and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all is wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue. Rebellious of the son, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejection of reproof. Then acknowledge what we do. Now we